Cress, Brother and Sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, October 15, 1902. Dear Brother and Sister Cress, we have received your good letter. Thank you so much for writing. In regard to our schools and sanitariums being out of the cities, I had, before reading your letter, written in almost exactly the same language that you used. One thing is certain. We must be constantly reaching forward to the excellence to which God wishes us to attain. We must not fail nor become discouraged. Things will come that will try the souls of God's workers. Expecting trials, let us keep ourselves braced by prayer and trust. And we are not to hunt for something to make us sorry. Christ's promise is, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." John 15, verse 10, 11. I should be glad to write you a long letter telling about our stay in Southern California, but I shall not be able to, for I am not strong. We were away from home a little over 4 weeks, and the Lord strengthened me to do much work in writing and in speaking during the camp meetings. We first attended the camp meeting in Los Angeles. There were with me my son, W.C. White, Sarah McInterfer, Maggie Hare, and Clarence Chrysler. One of the brethren vacated his home for our accommodation and moved to the campground. We lived together in this house during the meeting. It was a quiet place, and we were able to carry on our work. I spoke 7 times during the meeting. From Los Angeles, we went to San Diego, where I spent a few days, speaking on Sabbath and Sunday to the church. While there, we looked at properties which the brethren thought suitable for sanitarium work. At one place, 5 miles from the city, we found everything that we could ask, a large, well-constructed building of about 80 rooms, built especially for a sanitarium, with a large clothes press and a stationary marble washbowl in every sleeping room. The climate is said to be excellent, and the building stands on a rise of ground overlooking a beautiful valley. Besides this building, there are on the place a good barn and a 5-roomed cottage, and there are 20 acres of land. The property is offered for $12,000, but we think that it can be purchased for less. Dr. Whitelock is now negotiating with the agent who has charge of its sale. I never saw for sale a building better adapted for sanitarium work. It was built 15 years ago, but was occupied only for a short time. We believe that the Lord has kept this house for us, and that He will open the way for us to secure it for our work. From San Diego, we returned to Los Angeles, and from there went on the electric cars to Pasadena, a suburb of Los Angeles. In this place, Dr. Evans has opened treatments in a large building. He rents the 2nd and 3rd floors and pays $112 a month rent. He purchased the furniture at a sale of goods a little damaged by fire and was able to buy bedroom sets and carpets at greatly reduced prices. We next went to Fernando, where the brethren have just opened an intermediate school. We were present at the opening, and I talked to the students for a little while, telling them how they could help their teachers and how they could increase in knowledge and experience. About 40 students were in attendance, and they seemed to be intelligent and earnest. After the exercises, I was taken over the school building. As I looked at this large 2-story building, so indicative of thorough work and so well adapted for school purposes, the windows partially stained but letting in a flood of health-giving light, the recitation rooms just what we need, the large chapel which will seat 200, I could but thank God. I never thought that we should have a building so well suited for our work. Besides the school building, there is a 2.5-story frame building which will be used as the girls' dormitory. There is also a 7-roomed cottage and 12 acres of land, 2 of which are set out in orange trees. The whole property was bought for $10,000, which the brethren tell me is about 1/5 of its real value. We feel very grateful to the Lord for His goodness. I am so thankful that the brethren in Southern California did not have to erect a school building. Fernando is 22 miles from Los Angeles and is a small town of 600 inhabitants. How much better this retired place is than a location in the city. How much better for the students to have the advantages of country life than to be crowded into a city, where their ears are constantly wearied with the noise of streetcars and trains, and where there is little but houses to be seen. I can write no more this time. I was taken suddenly ill yesterday and am not really fit to write at all. I will do better next time, if the Lord wills.